Thank you for joining in. Yes, when I'm just sharing the space in more room, and let's see if we can get more people on. Otherwise, this would be a really short space. I hope you guys are doing great. Yeah, it's been a good day for me so far. Nothing to worry about. Yeah, so just want to start this space to chat a little bit about Juno and see what's going on, if anybody want to talk about Juno in a sense. But as for me, I'm still excited about the chain and its future. Looking forward for the charter to go live. I know that there's some nice details that I need to figure out, like the contract aspect, and we should be good to go in that set. And also we got some good news. Juno halving happened this week. I think that was on Friday, if I'm not mistaken. Friday or Thursday, if I'm not mistaken. But that's pretty cool. So inflation went down to 10%. So it used to be 20, now it's 10. And each year after that, it's gonna drop by 1. So next year, inflation will drop to 9, the year after 8, the year after 7, and keep going to 0. So that's pretty cool. Looking forward for that. And as for like development on the chain, we keep shipping on the core fundamental aspect of Juno. So I'm looking forward to see the next step of kind of like getting more developer building on the chain and like more app being built on the chain. So that's the main driving economic structure of most chains. So let's see how can we bring that on to the chain. But I'm looking forward to see how it's gonna get that done. So I don't think I really have a lot. Just wanted to chat with people and see what people think about the chain. I don't know if you guys want to come up. I invite everybody, but if you can't, why not? That's fine too. Yeah, so as for like my own project, Atlas DAO, we're still here in this long bear market. Oh my gosh, this bear market been here for like 2 years now. Still here, trying my best to do some cool stuff on Juno. I'm working on some stuff. Hopefully I can announce it soon. But I'm not doing anything until I'm like it's 100% going to happen. So that's what I'm doing. I can share more, but if everything I'm planning happen well, should be really good. At least for my project and Juno in general, but that's just me. Let me see. You guys are busy, maybe you can talk. Oh, that's fine too. Yeah, if you can, make sure to share the room. Let's see if we can get more people in so we can talk a little bit more about Juno, all the drama and everything. Glad to see the drama around Juno going down a little bit. Not as much as it used to be. I feel like the DPS is kind of like going down now. So let's see what happens in the price aspect in the next few months. But as you can see, Genovese is not a good sight to see. But some of us are still here trying to make it happen. So, yeah, that's for me, like, the reason I still like Genoa is, like, kind of like the history behind Genoa. And kind of like, I like the underdog in a sense. And also, like, the core fundamental, it's still there. And there's also room to improve. Not to say there's not, like, really woodblock to look forward for Genoa. There's, like, really big things I need to get figured out. But as, like, for the fundamental and, like, the token I make, we just need more project to be built on the chain. And I feel like the narrative can change really quick. That's one thing I learned during the bull market. It's like nothing is really done until it's done. At least that's what I learned during the bull market. And also, there's also a slight possibility that Juno mana will cover for. Well, that could be the same thing for any chain. So it's not like Juno is like the best of the best in a sense, but there's room to go, I could say. Yeah, hopefully you can on Juno. I know his work, he's training Joseph, he's like a new developer. So let's see what he can do. And like one thing that I wanted to talk to is like the charter, some of the key differentiation of that in the charter that I like is the structure. So the way it's situated right now, there's like three department on it. There's the development department, the community, and the operation, and also there's like the council DAO by himself. So the council, it's like where like all the funds are situated, but the council sub DAO, they are not seated with actual person or DAO. It's more like each department or like each sub department are part of the council, so they all have a voice. So technically, when there's a time for like funding and to get all that situated, they all need to come into like consensus to be like, that's what we need. So in a sense, kind of like bring more accountability to funding stuff, because they all need to say yes for it to happen. So it's not like two the department need to say yes, like all of them need to say yes. And during that process also, there's like the whole junior community get to see everything. So it's not like the fund get allocated and we all know after the fact. It's like every aspect need to be like, this is how this gonna be spent. This is how all of this will be spent. So I just hope this goes well, because if this goes well, this could be like a good playbook for the project and DAO in the future. You know what I mean? It's not like, I hope people are not hoping or not wishing this to fail. I hope not, because if this is a success, this could be a good thing for the chain, not just Juno in general. So if after 1 or 2 years, this can actually bring Juno to its former glory, I could see that structure be adopted by the chain in the cosmos, and hopefully move to other chain house outside the cosmos. Because that's one thing with me, I like decentralization. And I tried to do that with my project also. And yeah, so that's for me. That's kind of like what I like in crypto. It's like the nature of like human being, who doesn't know anything about each other coming together and like figure it out and make it happen. I bet like most people in crypto, like who build successful DAO and stuff, never met in person. So it's intriguing, all of these work. You know what I mean? And it's only possible because of like the trustless aspect of all the blockchain tech. And I hope this is a success. Oh my gosh, like I'm not gonna be in any of the department and I don't want to be. But I'll be more like looking over thing and like as things pass by, like give my two thoughts on Twitter and like if needs be voice my opinion on like something I see good or bad. So my whole point is like I want this to succeed and hopefully we get the right people in. You know what I mean? As of now, I think all the department already have the people already is already filled. And I know the only one missing three people. I think it's development department. So let's see what happened in the next few days or few weeks. And I know Poobu, they kind of like add you to the development department. I hope you take that task. It's gonna be a lot of work, so I hope you can handle the task. But I'm waiting for you, man. And what else am I thinking about? You know, let's see. What else? I feel like if we were to talk about price wise, and to be frank, it doesn't look good in general. But then I feel like there's room at the end of the tunnel. And like as everybody here, I'm weak too. I'm like 99.99 down. I think something I did I kind of like most of my Juno, I bought like NFT feed like Juno NFT. So it's not that bad. It's bad, but it's not like really, really bad. I have a JPEG, so I got some JPEG. but it's an interesting time for the chain to see. Man, like all of you still here in Juno, you guys are the GOAT. I'm not even gonna say anything. You guys are the best. still rooting for Juno in a sense. It's you guys are great. Not even gonna lie. I don't know if any of you guys want to come. If you're not coming chat, you can just request and I'll just give you the mic. But I'd like to, let's see what else. Don't you know? Yeah, and I'm glad to see there's still like some of the founders still there. Even though they might have made some really bad mistake in the beginning. Hopefully they can redeem themselves and Jimmy. I hope we can do some great thing for the chain. Not that he did some stuff that was supposed to be done, but hopefully they can turn around and like do the right thing and keep shipping. But I feel like as of right now, they're doing some pretty decent jobs. So the only thing I got fooled by is Lobo, but that's another story. Lobo, man. Oh my gosh. I can't believe Lobo. But that's another story for another day. I don't think I've seen him on Telegram or Discord for a long time in Juno. Yeah, and like to move like to other like project building on Juno. NetherDAO is still there, doing their thing. I'm glad to see you guys below. And as for us at last, we're still here. We're not going anywhere. And I kind of like see this bear market as like, how could I say, like, as like a learning opportunity in this whole experience, because most of us, like NFT project, like as myself, it's like you're building without any funding, in a sense. It's kind of like figure out a way to make stuff happen without funding. It's like the hardest thing. You might have like the best of the greatest ideas, but since you don't have the funding, or like there's lack of like community interaction, or like there's like other outside thing that you can't control, that's like doesn't make it happen. But as for me, I don't see it as like, oh my gosh, it's the end of the world. It's a bear market. It's the best way to prove that you're here for the long term. So that's why I'm still here, doing my best, pushing forward in this bear market. And again, thank you guys for listening to me in this time. I can keep talking on for a little bit. I got nothing to do right now. I thought of like, maybe I should be doing homework, but I can get this done at a little time. But let me see. What else am I missing? Let me see. Yeah, I think I mostly covered most things that happened with Juno in the past few weeks, I think. Like Chris also is working on some other thing on the next Juno upgrade. Hopefully we can get a bridge to bulk of that. And then like they're waiting on like the latest version of Cosmos and the IBC Go. So they just waiting on like PR and stuff like that to get done. So hopefully that can get done soon. And one thing that I want to mention is like for like the fee share on Juno, that was kind of like missing for us, that we can do it on DAO. So the good thing with fee share is kind of like if you create a contract, so like for example for Atlas NFT, so we enable fee share. So anytime someone interact with the NFT contract, you know, when you send the NFT to another Juno address, you pay a fee, like the network fee. Every time you interact with the contract or any contract that enable fee share, you get half of that fee. So when you, let's say you're sending Atlas NFT to another address, let's say you pay 0.01 Juno, half of that go to Juno and half go to Atlas DAO. So we enabled that, I think, like a month ago. So that's pretty cool. If you're able to build like a DAP or contract, I mean, that can get like a driving, that could be a sustainable model. Like if you build like a fun game where people have to bet and like do a bunch of click, maybe it could be sustainable. I don't know. There's also what other feature on Juno that I can think of out of the bat. I know Dimi did like in the last upgrade they had the drop. I forget the name. It's like a drop. I don't know the name. Drop something, and also that enable any project on Juno who just launch a token, they can just use it to airdrop the token to the whole Juno base staker. So that's pretty cool. And also one major update on the chain level. The chain got faster, went from 6 seconds to like 3.1, I think 3.1 or 2.2 seconds. So that's a pretty big change that happened in the past 2 months. I think I'm off. The last upgrade was a month ago. Yeah, so that's about it for Juno. Yeah. There's also other change in the cosmos, just because I love Juno doesn't mean like I don't believe in the cosmos ecosystem. I believe in the cosmos ecosystem. I just like Juno more than all the other chain. That's just it. And like Juno is not even my biggest bag. At one point, Juno was my biggest bag in a sense, but like the bear market kind of like, oh, nope. Let's see. Yeah, so just want to say again, thank you guys for coming in and get part of this weekly space. I wasn't able to do it last week and in the week prior because I was swamped with work in school. But yeah, I'm getting back to it again every week. But it's been a long one. So right now we're on like 22 episode now. So nice. Poru, what's up, man? Glad to see you coming up. Okay, great. Are you able to talk now? Yeah, I think you mute yourself. I can't hear you. Maybe that was an
I
accident.
should be good now.
Okay,
Yeah,
cool.
my Bluetooth is wonky when it connects.
You good.
Yeah, I just want to say hi. Yeah, like excited about the new council structure. I volunteered to be on the development department.
Yeah, nice, man. Looking forward for a journey, man. Looking forward to see how it goes for me, man.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
That
Jake's been busy. I think he's been doing his taxes.
Oh yeah, I know that. That's gonna be like a long trail of even like for me, like all I was doing taxes, like it's crazy. Because I don't know how many wallets I had to go to. You know what I mean? Like during the bull market, I create like different wallet, create different wallet, use different swap. You know how many times I had to swap? Like I swapped like 1,000. I used to like daily trade back in the bull market. And it was like there's no way I'm tracking all that down. You know, I mean it's like it's wild. I'm like, nope.
The worst part is the wallet tracking software, or like the tax software, doesn't understand IBC. So if you do a lot of IBC, and it's just, it thinks you have like millions of dollars.
Yeah, and that's what I saw too. I was like, yo, there's no way. Because when I did it kind of showed like I lost a lot more than I lost. So I don't know how that play out, but it's like, jeez. Yeah, I kind of missed the bull market though. Yo, those were good time. The sweet APR, that was crazy. Yo, I remember in the bull market, there was like that one project on crypto.com, yo, on Kronos. They were like printing like 5 APR a day. I don't know why in my mind I thought that was sustainable. You know what I mean? It's like so many projects like that use in the bull market. Everybody were like, yo, no, it's good. It's not nothing gonna happen, you know what I mean? And out of nowhere, zero. I don't know if you fall for this kind of trap in the bull market.
Usually I did pretty well. Like I made money. Like between like airdrops and just, yeah, before things blew up, I guess I just made my money back. I don't know.
Yeah, I kind of did the same thing, but like really doesn't matter at the end of the day because everything went down. It's like unless you put everything on like stable, it doesn't matter if you take a profit and like, oh my God, I'm gonna take profit and put it in an Atom, right? Or I'm gonna take profit and put it in an UST, or I'm gonna take profit and put it like on another coins, like they all went down to like 90%. So either way you end up
Yeah, I
losing.
did that. I put into Atom, but that also went down, but it's better than going down more.
Yeah. Even Bitcoin is like going down too, you know what I mean? Like depending on the time, like at the peak was 69, so it's like you only lose like, you know, now like close to 50, so that's not that as bad. Yeah, so yeah, good time, man. Anyway, I learned a lot, so all of these will be good thing to use when the bull market come, you know. Yeah, because one thing I used to do during the bull market is like look for gems. I used to like wake up, go to school, go like, or like maybe go to the gym and stuff, like wake up in the morning, first hour, like 6, 7, 9. Around this time, wake up, yeah, take a shower, just straight to doing research. What's the next big thing? Or like scour every other ecosystem I can think of and like, yo, this is going to be, I feel like I did well. It just didn't take profit. It's the worst aspect of crypto. If you don't take profit, it technically didn't make anything. You know what I mean? But I feel like that was my my worst mistake.
But well, like, I'll just say, yeah, the bull market. Yeah, looking forward to the next one. It just, if not only just for like new users as exit liquidity, like, just like adoption and like getting people interested again. And like, I talk to people in like real life, and they don't really get the point. Like, some people are like, "Is Bitcoin still a thing?" And it's like, yes, there's a whole industry behind it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I get that same thing. That's why when I talk to people, I don't really talk to them about like crypto. I just say NFTs now. I don't even mention crypto. I say NFT, yeah, NFT stuff, yeah, stuff like that. I don't even mention like the crypto stuff. Because I know they're going to say some funny stuff. And one thing I will say to everybody, if you get into crypto, it's like, don't tell your family about you trading crypto, man. If you used to talk a lot about it during a bull market, now it's a bear market, yo, they will be on you all day. I don't know if you get that same results with your family.
Well, I try to like get them to be like responsible and like dollar cost average and not be like a moon boy, but it's like they're all interested in the bull market, but like the bear market, I'm like, you realize it still exists and it's has value for like humanity, and maybe we should kind of like explore its adoption. And they're just like Netflix, I don't know.
Yeah, kind of like the same thing too. Like, you know, when I knew, like, when I should have known, like, the that was peak bull market, like almost everybody I know kind of like start talking about crypto. Like, I'm like, yo, even like great people that never thought we'll ever think about crypto start talking about, yo, where's Dogecoin? Asking me a question about Dogecoin. I'm like, about Shiba. I'm like, what are you guys talking about? You know what I mean? It's like people you never thought of you'll ever ask you about this coin. They're like, yeah, Dogecoin and Shiba. I'm like, no way. What was good time? What's one thing like in the bull market that you take apart of like taking profit, what one thing you think like everybody should like be doing and stuff like going into the bull market?
Oh, I'm not sure. Like, I feel like things have changed and like, in the interchain, like it used to be like a lot more like grassroots friendly, like even like Osmosis, it's like, unless you're like an institution or you like use Quasar vaults, it's like you might as well not try to provide liquidity, and it's pretty brutal. And like all these like financializations, it's like there is the aspect of like opening accessibility to people who don't have access to these markets at all, but then like if you're just going to like open the pool when there's like a shark in the pool, it's like it's not a very great pool.
Yeah, and if everything moves into like concentrated liquidity, I don't know what to think about concentrated liquidity, because as of right now, like, if you were to use concentrated liquidity, you most likely will get wrecked if you don't know what you're doing. So it's like, because you gotta constantly check over your liquidity over time. So, because if you get out of range, I don't know. Like, I've seen Crazo kind of like dip into that trend, but even then, you can still fall out of range. So it's like, it's better for like trading if you know what you're doing. Yeah, have you looked into like concentrated liquidity at all?
Yeah, on Osmosis, and like I want to get involved in Quasar Vault, so it's a pain in the ass to move the to one bond. I just remember like 2 weeks later, and I almost don't care at this point. Everything went to zero, and like I probably got my returns out of it regardless. And like that's the way I was like treating my liquidity pools. It's like the impermanent loss, like. Eventually, it might just turn around, or like they're both down, and like maybe they both go to the moon later. And it's more like I'll just go down with the ship with these. This is fine.
I feel you, man. In this market, it's like I don't even know what to think anymore. Because if I had to advise someone about investing right now, I'd be like, nope, at least not now, a little bit. Because for me, I still believe I might be one though. Like the next stage, you could say like the start of bull market might be next year in the summer or something like that. After like Bitcoin halving, if the past, if it's still the same way that it used to, I hope I'm right, because that's what I'm waiting for. It's like to get back into doing the same thing I used to do. I kind of miss it too, like daily trading and like the fun aspect of it. Yeah, that was, oh my gosh, I missed it. But as soon as I'm done with, not in school, as soon as I'm done with the semester, I'm gonna get back to it again next year. Have you daily traded at all? When I mean daily trade, not like every day. I was not like daily trade every day, maybe like two or three times or a week, something like that.
When Osmosis first launched, I was arbitraging the pools. I had a good strategy, so I was like literally all day trying to do that. Yeah, well, I like keeping up with like the communities interested in, like when they were interested in like Fortis, that was fun.
Fortis was fun. That was fun. Oh my gosh.
And like people's like conspiracy theories and like moon boy theories and like getting wrecked in like real time. That was fun.
Yo, people were getting wrecked live on Twitter Space, man. I remember. Oh my gosh. Think at like couple space. We're like joking around. People were getting wrecked right and left. What's going on? That was funny.
And it's just the weird asymmetries of it. Like people are expecting the LP rewards, and the devs never like delivered it until like the BFOB went to zero. And I feel for these people, but then at the same time, you sort of have to protect yourself. Like my strategy for Fortis was like, I got my one fort on the first day, and I staked it, and it kind of just went crazy. Yeah, like, I didn't have to do anything else.
Yeah. Like, for me, like, what I used to do, like my strategy, like, in general, like, kind of, like, in the beginning of the bull market and getting to, like, full bull market, like, I kind of, like, I trade, like, go from tweaking to cooking, like, kind of, like, arbitraging. A little bit, but what I mostly did was like look over the ecosystem. Like, I mostly didn't look over Cosmos most, but was mostly like to say the other EVM chain, like Kronos, Avax, Matic, and other chain. and kind of like look for all these low cap gems and like trade them and like wait 1 or 2 months, like we want to go Super Bowl, like sell and stuff. It was fun, and it was really good too. But I feel like when the bull market comes, it's gonna be different. It's not gonna be. There's still gonna be that aspect of it, but it's gonna be a little bit different. And I'm pretty good at adapting anyway, so I will figure it out. But I feel like we're kind of like deviating from Juno. But I think I've been going for a little bit now. We can end it soon. But do you think anything I'm missing about Juno that I've been like chiming during this time?
I'm just thinking you caught me when I'm like waking up. I think you covered most of it.
That's cool, man. Yeah. So thank you guys for coming in. Probable Lowo 88. I like your beer feed. And I think, did you make that your own? Like your own? Because I think that's the, let's see. Huh. Is that from Netflix or like you kind of like make the back one yourself? I kind of like it. Who's being Neda? Is that Little D? Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I think that's Little D. Thank you guys for coming in. So I'm starting again doing this space every week. I was swamped. I had to work in school in the past 2 weeks, so I haven't been doing it. But I'm back again, and let's get it going. Like still believe in Juno, and like still try my best as much as I can with my single voice, pushing Juno forwards, and I'm really praying and hopeful for the charter, man, because like I said previously, I'm being on decentralization and if this can be a success, and I hope all of you guys here contribute to the success of it. I'm like really serious about this. Like, if we can make this happen in like in the actual chain level, you know, the decentralization of like what the charter actually want to accomplish, if we can make it work, I feel like that's like really big. I feel like people are like underestimate, like in the whole Cosmos ecosystem, they underestimate what can this do, you know, I mean, like to set a structure like this on the chain level. And like, I don't know, like people are underestimate this too much. So I hope more people can contribute to make this a success. And I'm really praying for that, man. Yeah, Pobo, if you want to hand this on your last note. Yeah, but
yeah. Yeah, just about the charter, like just making the like core governance more accountable, I guess, or accessible to like, I guess, the community. Like technically, I'm like core one now. So like, and then core one doesn't always hang out in Twitter spaces. They do on occasion, but they're also busy people. So like, just happy to hear from the community what they're interested in.
And looking forward for the future, guys. Man, if we make it at the end of the tunnel and like there's a light at the end of the tunnel for Juno, looking back and looking at all these OGs, yeah, well, that would be the proudest thing of my life. You know what I mean? Let's say in 1 year from now, I'm like, yo, Juno is a success story. And like, yo, we guys did it. We stick together. And even if it's not true, it's still a good memory and lesson to learn. But if we can bring the ship around and stuff like that, yo, I would be so happy, man. You're like, yo, I was there in the beginning. But anyway, let me edit here. Otherwise, I'll keep talking forever. But guys, again, thank you for joining. Looking forward to keep building in this space. I got a lot of things coming. I'm working on the background. But I won't announce anything until it's final. So something really big, I think, that I'm working on. But thank you, guys. Keep focusing on yourself. Keep dreaming. And let's shoot for the sky, you know? And one thing I want to mention is, like, love on yourself, guys, and keep pushing forward one step at a time. Don't let the negativity of life get on your way, because nowadays in this world, like, so many bad things are happening, and it's easy to not see the good thing in your life and, like, focus on the bad. So I hope you guys can learn this from, like, these last words, you know. Focus more on, like, the good thing. And that's also a bad thing, but, like, focus on the good thing and keep pushing forwards. I appreciate you guys, and looking forward to what the future has for Juno. See you. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken knives. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting knives. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, though the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape him under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of DNA stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like this shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few Z's, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape him under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Spaces.